God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You. Yes. Yes, I see you. Yes, even you. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget with 15 minutes of your day. God's word, even in a few moments of your day, can absolutely transform your life. So grateful to God that he has given us another opportunity to come together to hear his word, to study his word, to allow his word to shape us, to make us, to mold us into who it is he has already created us to be. Join with me in the word of prayer. Our gracious Father and our Lord God, we do now thank you. We glorify you, O God, for another day, another moment, another heartbeat, another breath. Thank you, God, that you spared us, that you kept us. Through our last night's slumber, God, you let us rest, God, even if our rest might have been a little restless, you still allowed us to rest. And God, we're here this morning taking of the time that you've given us, not our time because our life belongs to you, but taking of the time that you've given us, we've dedicated it back to you to come on this morning to hear what it is you have to say to us. Even in the midst of our situations, even in the midst of our uncomfortableness for some of us, we still recognize and acknowledge the fact that you still sit on the throne and that you are still speaking to us today. God, we thank you for those that have gathered on this morning, those that are taking of their preparation time, those that have awakened and hit the alarm clock, maybe even hit snooze, but wanted to make sure that they did not miss you speaking on today. God, I know you won't let us down. I know that you will speak to us. I know that you will let us know that you are here with us. Through everything that we're dealing with, you are here. God, bless your people today. God, open up their ears, their hearts to what it is you have to say to us on today. God, let your word permeate our very being. Let it mold us. Let it shape us. Let it meet us right where we are, and we will not be able to deny that you have spoken to us on today. God, we bless you. We give you honor. We do now give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank God for each of you that have taken up your time, your efforts to get on the call today to hear what the Lord has to say. On this morning, our travels through the Word of God takes us to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. We will read it in its entirety, and we are reading from the New American Standard Bible. Psalm 56, starting at verse 1, from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows: Be gracious to me, O God, for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My foes have trampled upon me all day long, for they are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited to take my life. Because of wickedness, cast them forth. In anger, put down the peoples, O God. You have taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God's whose word I praise. In the Lord whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Your vows are binding upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings to you, for you have delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling. so that I may walk before God in the land of the living. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I can go back to several passages that say this, but I'll just use verse 11. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? And again, God's word is blessed. On this morning, I want to just talk to you from this thought. Trust in God. No, I'm not asking you a question. Do you trust in God? I'm not going to ask you the last time you trusted in God. I'm going to give you the declaration that the Word of God gave, that King David wrote in the Word of God. Trust in God. You all, Psalms 56 is a prayerful reflection, again, that was written by King David. But he didn't write it when he was sitting on the throne, having a good moment, looking out on all of the land that he was responsible for. He didn't write it when he was in a good place with all of his leaders and subjects and all of that. He wrote it at a time of great distress. We saw in the word where he talked about his foes being against him at the very beginning of the psalm. He said, man trampled upon me. He said, my foes have trampled upon me. Not just every now and again, but all day long. He said, there were those that proudly fought against me. But then David articulates, he speaks a fundamental action that he repeats throughout the psalm. Whenever I'm afraid, I'm going to trust you. And the Hebrew word for trust here, batak, it implies a secure knowing. This isn't just something that he's hoping, but it is a knowing that you know in your knower. It's an active choice to place confidence in God's character and in his promises. So the first thing we need to do, you all, to trust in God is to pursue peace. Even in the midst of stuff going on, you've got to choose to transform your fear into faith. You've got to actively trust God. You've got to actively choose to trust God, to find peace in something. Whatever it is that you're holding on today, you've got to actively choose to trust God in those areas and pursue peace by telling God about what you're concerned about and then making an intentional decision to trust him. The next thing you've got to do is know that you have power to prevail. Power to prevail. This isn't just talking about David's trust in God being a mental thing, but it's actually grounded in the history of God's faithfulness. He says, I've put my trust in God before. What can man do to me? What can flesh do to me? He goes back and he thinks about all the things that God has already done. He reminds himself of the sovereignty of God, and that he's not mere man. And because he's not mere man, he doesn't have to worry about man. He asks a rhetorical question. What can man do to me? What can flesh do to me? He's not in denial, y'all. See, sometimes we think that people, when they say trust in God, that they're in denial of what you're dealing with. It's not a denial of the possibility of things not going your way. But it's a declaration that there's nothing on this earth that can ultimately defeat him in God. So what am I saying? It's not about human harm. It is about spiritual warfare. Remember, in the New Testament, Paul wrote it like this: to live is Christ, and to die is gain. All the stuff that Paul went through. He said, I guarantee, I know that the people could kill me. They put me in jail. They whip me. They do all this stuff to me. But I'm going to live for Christ. Because if I die through everything that man does to me, I have an eternal home. Does anyone want to die? No. We're not saying we want to die. But we're saying if whatever it is that happens to me on this earth takes me out, I'm not going to be afraid that it takes me out. I'm just going to know that God can deliver me. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said that we know that God is able to deliver. We're not going to bow to your God. And if you throw us in this fiery furnace, we will not be, because we know God is more than able. And even if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow. Why? Because we know that God, that the God that we serve is the ultimate God. You all, you've got to know you have the power to prevail. There is nothing on this earth that could take you out. Your bills can't take you out. Honestly, health concerns, bad health, it may diminish your quality of life, but God is the one that has the power of life and the power of death. So it's not to be afraid of anything on this earth, even in your relationships with spouse or loved one, with children, grandchildren, with siblings, with parents. It's not going to take you out. Does it cause a little stress? It can, if you allow it. But put your faith in God's promises. If you spend time praising him for his word, which is never changing, folks will switch out on you on a dime. But God's word, his promises never change. His promises are powerful. And you've got to let that reassurance of knowing that empower you to overcome the fear that tries to torment you. So not only should we pursue peace, not only do we have the power to prevail, but lastly, you all, remember that God's presence provides. The verse 9 of Psalm 56 says, then my enemies will turn back in the day in which I call. This I know, that God is for me. You all, that means that, if I read it in the New Living Translation, it says, my enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, that God is on my side. It's a declaration that God is attentive to us and that his presence is ever with us. And because his presence is ever with us, we are protected. We are covered. David's trust in God is based on the knowledge that God is intimately involved in the details of his life. And guess what? He is involved in our lives as well. The presence of God in our life, it provides us protection, you all. It provides us assurance. It should provide us assurance. It should give us a tangible presence or sense of security. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you cried out to God for help? Maybe you're in a season when you need to do it right now. You need to trust that he's present. You need to call on him and then watch for the ways that he works on your behalf. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. Them, whatever your them is, put that in that slot. Don't be in fear or dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. Watch this. He will not leave you or forsake you. You all, trust in God. You got to pursue peace. Know that you have the power to prevail, and know that his presence provides whatever you need. His presence provides. All you've got to do is trust in God. Let's pray. God, we love you today and we adore you. God, I pray that your word is spoken to your people, that whatever they are dealing with, they will trust in you. God, be with us as we go about our day. If there's something that causes us angst, remind us of this word today and help us to choose to trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.